의라에서.
Today's Amud is Beitza Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding on Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the top by the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzim Shenashru Min Hadekel B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan is discussing a case where you have Shabbos that leads into Yontif. Yontif and Shabbos are side by side with Shabbos leading into Yontif. And on Shabbos, there are some branches of a tree that fall off the tree. And now you want to now use these branches as part of your fire to cook some food for Yontif. So the branches fell off the tree on Shabbos. The next day is Yontif. Could you use those branches to cook your food? So Rabbi Yochanan said, if you have these etzim that fell off the tree on Shabbos, asur lahasikun biyontif. You're not allowed to use it as firewood on Yontif. So this is in contrast to that which we had in Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person has an egg that was laid on Shabbos, which leads into Yontif, so nalda bezeh muteres bezeh. You're allowed to eat the egg on Yontif. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan says that we don't view it as being Kedusha Achas, as being one long day of Kedusha. So if the fact that it was laid on Shabbos means that Shabbos you're not allowed to eat the egg. It's a beitza shenalda b'Shabbos, so it's aser b'achilo. We pasken like Beis Hillel. But then on the next day on Yontif, Rabbi Yochanan said, you're allowed to eat the egg. There's nothing wrong. It's shtei kedushas. Here Rabbi Yochanan says that when it comes to wood that falls off of a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that wood on Yontif. And said Rabbi Yochanan, "Va'al tishiveni beitza." And don't ask on me that, hey, I'm soiser myself, because just yesterday I told you about the case of the egg, and I said that it's mutter to eat the egg on Yontif, to eat the egg on the following day. So my timer. So why over here is this any different? I'll tell you why it's on a kasha, why there's a simple chilak, and that is that beitza mishum debiyoma na michazio legoima. When you have a beitza shenol de b'Shabbos, so be'etzem, that's roi la'achila. If a person wants to, he's a chazan, he wants to eat a raw egg, so he could be'etzem eat the egg. It's roi la'achila as is. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, fine, but you could still eat the egg raw. So it's be'etzem roi la'achila. V'loi kasharila. And still, when the person goes to the Rav, so what does the Rav tell him? That no, you're not allowed to have it today on Shabbos, because it's Nailad. So you can't, or for whatever reason, Rav Nachman, Rabbo, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, for whatever reason, you're not allowed to have the egg that was Nailad b'Shabbos. So the Rav will tell him he's not allowed to have it. So V'loi kashari la'ad l'machar, we tell him that he's not allowed to have it until tomorrow, until Yontif. So Meida Yediyah, so then this person, when he walks away from the Rav, be'etzem, this egg was something he would be technically able to eat on Shabbos. Yet the Rav tells him, you're not allowed to have it today, you're only allowed to eat this egg tomorrow. So made the idea, the shayel, the person who had the egg that was laid by him, so he knows, debas yayma asruha. So now he knows that, oh, it must be that Chazal don't allow you to eat an egg that's laid on Shabbos or Yontif. An egg, the day that it's laid, on Shabbos, when it's Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it. He's going to understand that, because it was something that Be'etzem he could have had on that day. And the Rav tells him you're not allowed to. You have to wait until tomorrow. So therefore, there's no reason that any problem should come out of this shakavatarya, of this back and forth between the Rav and the Shayo. Everything will be understood. Everything is perfect. However, Eitzim, when it comes to wood, again, this person, he had wood that fell off the tree on Shabbos. So if he's going to go to the Rav, Deloi chazu liyoyimayhu. It's not fit to be used on Shabbos. It's unusable. It doesn't have a purpose on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. On Yontif, you could use it to cook. On Shabbos, you can't use it to cook. So it's unusable on Shabbos anyways. So when he goes to the Rav and he asks about the wood, Ishari luhu l'machar, if the Rav tells him, yes, tomorrow you want to use it to cook some, so your Yontif Suda, perfectly fine. So you know what's going to happen? Asi l'meimar, the person who asked the Shaila, he's going to come and say, he's going to come and make a mistake and think that, oh, even the day that the wood falls off the tree, it's mutter. The reason why the Rav told me yesterday on Shabbos not to use it is just because it's not right for firewood anyway. So he said, yeah, you want to use it tomorrow to cook your Yontif Suda, it's fine. But that was only because there was no reason to use it on Shabbos. But the person's going to think, mistakenly, he's going to think that the Rav would have told me if the wood fell off the tree on Yontif, he would have said, use it today. It was nothing to do with tomorrow. It was not that tomorrow is better than today. The person who asked the Shiloh is just going to think that it happens to be on Shabbos. There was no use for it, so the Rav told me to use it tomorrow. But really, if I had wood that falls off the tree on Yontif, I'm allowed to use it. That's what this person is going to think. And really, that's a mistake. Because being that you're not allowed to cut the wood off the tree, that's Kaitzer, so therefore the wood that falls off the tree, that being that it started off Yontif on the tree, if it falls off the tree on Yontif, that's considered muksa. So being that it's muksa, you're actually not allowed to use it. But this person's going to make a mistake and think that he is. So says Rabbi Yochanan, that's why even though I allow the egg to be eaten on the next day, I don't allow a person to use the wood on the next day. So that's the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Masna, Rav Masna said, that Eitzim Shenashru Min Hadekel, if you have, again, similar type of case, you have wood that falls off of a tree, except this time it doesn't just fall onto the ground, but it actually falls, it falls directly into the oven, biyomtiv on yantif. So we're talking now just about a regular yantif, not a Shabbos going into yantif, we're done with that sugya for now. We're discussing now stam on yantif, a person, he has an oven that he set up directly underneath a tree, a branch falls off the tree, and falls directly into this oven. So now we just said that really that branch now, being that it started off Yontif on the tree, so that branch is muksa. Now it fell into his oven, and he wants to cook some food. So says Rav Masna, Mar ba'aleihem eitzim muchanim, so you could just take some prepared branches, meaning take some branches that were off the tree going into Yontif, that were prepared to be used for firewood. So take some regular firewood branches, umasikon, and light it up all together. And then you could bake your challah in that oven. You could make some food. You could cook some food in that oven with all the wood mixed together. So even though you also have the muksa wood, being that you now added in the etzim muchanim, the prepared wood, so there's no problem. Ask the Gemara, why is there no problem? V'haka mahapech bi'isura. It's going to come out that when he's stoking the wood, he's going to be turning over iser wood. He's going to be dealing with the muksa. So how is he allowed to use this oven to cook? Says the Gemara, then no. Kaven de ruba de atera nenu, since he's going to add in a lot of etzem muchanim, to the point that it's going to be rive wood that's not muksa, it's going to be rive wood that's muchanim, so ki kamahapich behatera kamahapich. By way of bittul, we'll view it that when he's stoking the wood and he's playing with the wood, so we'll view it that he's really stoking mutter wood. We don't view it that he's stoking the aser wood because of rive. We'll use bittul b'rive to make it that the wood, when he's stoking the wood, it's eitzim muchanim because the muksa wood will be bittul in the rive eitzim muchanim, which the Rashba says will obviously only be if it's not nicker, meaning if all the wood looks relatively the same. If the muksa wood looks different than the prepared firewood, so then you can't say it's bittul because you see it right there. But as long as it all looks the same, so then it'll be bittul and there's no problem when he's stoking the wood. Ask the Gemara. But there's another problem. How are you allowed to just take eitzim muchanim and use that to be mevatel the muksa wood? V'haka mevatel isura lechatchila. That would be taking iser and being mevatel it. Utananim, we learned in the Mishnah that ein mevatel iser lechatchila. You can't just take iser and be mevatel it. You can't just take milk and add it into your chalent and say, oh, it's batel b'shishim, so now I'm good to go. If milk falls into your chalent and it's batel b'shishim, fine, so there's a concept of bittul. But we learned in the Mishnah that ein mevatel iser lechatchila. You're not allowed to take treif of meat and mix it together with basar shchuto, with kosher meat. You can't take iser and be mevatel it, be a dayim on purpose like that. So how are you allowed to take the wood take eitzim muchanim and just add that into the oven to be mevatel the muksa wood? You're not allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. This was a big there's a big shaila by a guy. If a guy is allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila, he's doing it, let's say, for himself. And now you want to be nana from the food that he made. It's really be'etzem, it's raiv kasher. He added in some iser. And you want to be nana from it. Is there a problem of mevatel, emevatel, and iser lechatchila if the guy really did it for himself? Which was very relevant when Coca-Cola became kosher. Or at least at one of the times when it became kosher. Apparently there was some sort of non-kosher animal-based product that was added into the soda. That's what they, one of the ingredients that they used was some sort of animal-based product. So they went to someone by the name of Rav Tovia Geffen from Atlanta to be the Rav HaMachshir of Coca-Cola. And when he researched it, he saw that they were adding in this animal-based, it was a non-kosher animal-based product. So he wasn't sure what to do. So does it apply when the guy is doing it and I'm just buying it? Can I be machsher the soda, knowing that now the guy is going to be adding it in? Is that called mevatel? Is that included in mevatel nisr lechatchila? It's a big nidain. And so Lamaisa, he just spoke to the company, and they were more than willing to just switch the ingredients. And they went vegan, and they added, instead of using an animal-based product, they used a vegetable-based product as a replacement for the ingredient. And lo and behold, we have the taste of life, Coca-Cola. But Lamaisa, that's when it comes to a guy. But a yid is for sure is not allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. You're not allowed to take iser or even milk and put it into your chalon to be mevatel lechatchila. So ask the Gemara. So how could this person take the etzim muchanim? How could he take this wood and be mevatel the muksa wood? E mevatel iser lechatchila. So says the Gemara. Hanimili b'daraisa, avo b'drabana mevatelin. Says the Gemara, big line over here. Says the Gemara, the whole concept of Ein Mevatlin Iser Lechatchila, that's only by the Oraisas. When it comes to Durabanans, you're allowed to be Mevatl Iser Lechatchila, which we'll get back to if we're supposed to take that at face value or not. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the issue of being Mevatl and Iser Lechatchila is only by the Oraisa. By Durabanon, like Muksa, even though we mentioned previously that maybe muksa is a more chamer type of derabanan, but the Gemara here is saying that even by muksa, it's considered a derabanan with regards to this halacha of being mevatel on iser lechatchila. Now the Gemara says that you're allowed to be mevatel the iser lechatchila. Ask the Gemara, Ulu Rav Ashi d'amar kol davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu b'derabanan laibatel. According to Rav Ashi, who says that any time you have something that's a davar, something that's a yeshlo mat davar sheyeshlo matirin, like muksa, if you wait till after yontif, so then there's going to be nothing wrong with using the oven. It's only on yontif that you have the problem of muksa. So muksa is considered a davar sheyeshlo matirin. And Rav Ashi said that any time you have a davar sheyeshlo matirin, even by a durabanan such as muksa, the halacha is loy batul. It's never batel. So how could you tell me that you could just add in etzim muchanim and like that be mevatel the muksa wood, but it doesn't work l'chayra? Because it's a muksa is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so it's not batel. So ma'ikil amema, what are you going to say? So says the Gemara, hanimili, that which we say a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel, that's only the isei li'isura be'ene. That's only when the iser is here in front of us. But hacha mikla kali isura. But over here, the iser goes away. Which means that the way they used to use the ovens back in the times of the Chazal is they would put in the firewood and they would wait until the wood all got consumed. It turned all into ashes. Once it turned into ashes, so that's when you actually then use it. I think maybe you grill like that also. You take the coals, you light them up, you don't barbecue when there's a huge fire coming out. You wait until it turns into the ashes, into the coals, and then you put on the meat. That's how you barbecue. So it comes out that the wood, the muksa wood, when is it that you're going to be nana from the wood? It's only after it turns into ashes. While it's still in its wood state, you're not going to be using the oven. You wait until it's going to turn into ashes, and then you're going to use the oven. So being that you're going to be waiting until it turns into ashes, the iser won't be there anymore. Being that the iser won't be there anymore, we'll say that the davar sheyesh lo matirin could be batel. Meaning the whole idea that the davar sheyesh lo matirin cannot be batel is only if the iser is there. But being that over here, the iser is not here anyways at the time you're being nana from it, so that makes it more kal. So now it will say that it is batel, even though it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, we'll say that it's batel. Says the Gemara Vayter, and we'll come back again, just to go back to that line of, by Darabon, and you're allowed to be Mevatel Neser Lechatchila, we'll go back to that, Bezos Hashem, in the end of the shir, but just says the Gemara Vayter, Itmar was stated, that Shnei Yamim Toivim Shal Golias. So, we spoke before about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov. When you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov side by side, and you have a Beitza that's nulled on one of the days, what's the status of the Beitza on the second day? The Gemara now is discussing now two Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni that they have in Chutz Laaretz. So when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni, so what's the halacha? If you have a beitza that's nolda on the first day of Yantif, what's the halacha of that egg on the second day? So Rav Amar nolda bezeh mutaris bezeh. Rav said that an egg that's nolad on the first day, you're allowed to eat it on the second day. For Rav Asi Amar nolda bezeh asura bezeh. Whereas Rav Asi said that no, an egg that's born on the first day of Yantif, you're not allowed to eat it on Yantif Sheni. So says the Gemara, Rav Asi says you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yom Tov Sheni. Why not? Lema kasava Rav Asi kedusha achasi. The most logical explanation for this would be that Rav Asi holds that the way we view Yom Tov Sheni is that it's kedusha achas. So in this context, what kedusha achas means is like this. We know that in Chutz Laaretz, because of Sveika D'Yoyma, so they keep 2 days of Yom Tov. In Chutz Laaretz, Sukkos is coming up. In Eretz Yisrael, Sukkos will be Wednesday night, Thursday. In Chutz Laaretz, it's Wednesday night, Thursday. And then also Thursday night, Friday, also Erev Shabbos. So why is it that in Chutz Laaretz they keep 2 days of Yom Tov? So it was because, at least going back, when it used to be they were Mekadesh, the new month, based on Re'iyah, Edom would come to Bezdin and say that they saw the new moon. Bezdin would make it Rosh Chodesh. Now Bezdin would get the word out as fast as they could, but Lamaisa, the word didn't spread throughout Chutz Laaretz that Bezdin made it Rosh Chodesh. So now, people living in Chutz Laaretz, they didn't know, did Bezdin, it was the previous month a 29-day month, or was it a 30-day month? So they had to go to Chumrah and assume that maybe it was a 29-day month and keep Yontif earlier, but then they also had to keep Yom Tov the next day, let's say of Sukkos, and assume that maybe Bezdin made the previous month a 30-day month, and Tishrei only started a day later. So they had to keep, a second day of Yom Tov. So they always had to keep a second day of Yom Tov because of this suffix. Now the Shaila is, when they kept 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, so was it something that people in Chutz Laaretz just did on their own? It wasn't something that, you know, they had a suffix about it. So they had to keep 2 days of Yom Tov because of the suffix. So really 1 day is a weekday. They took on themselves, practically speaking, because of the suffix, they kept 2 days, but it's all because of the suffix. So really 1 day is for sure a weekday. That's what we call Shtei Kedushas. That's the tzad of Shtei Kedushas, that it's something that the Bnei Chutz Laaretz just took on their own. Something that they just were naive to then do on their own was to keep 2 days of Yontif because of that suffix. We'll have to see how that works with nowadays. Nowadays we know when Rosh Chodesh is, we know when Yontif is, and they're still keeping 2 days. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha later. But that's the definition of Shtei Kedushas, is if you assume that in Chutz Laaretz, on their own, they just decided to keep 2 days of Yontif because of the practical concern of Sveika D'Yoyma. The other tzad is that, then no, because of the suffix, of course it starts with that suffix, but because of that suffix, Chazal were kaiveya that in Chutz Laaretz, there's 2 days of Yontif. So it started because of the suffix, but because of the suffix, so Chazal made a 2 day Yontif for Bnei Chutz Laaretz. So now it's not just a suffix, is it the first day, is it the second day? There's a vaday 2 days of Yontif. Now 1 day is the Araisa, 1 day is the Rabbanon, Ein Hachanami, but there's 2 days of Yontif bevaday. It's not that 1 day is a weekday, because Chazal were kaiveya that there's a chiv now to keep 2 days of Yontif. That's the tzad of Kedusha Achas. So now says the Gemara, Rav Asi says, if you have a beitza that's nulled on the first day of Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it on the second day. So now if you hold Shtei Kedushais, that it's all just a suffix, so then Mimanif Shach, on the second day of Yontif, you should be good to go. Either right now it's a regular weekday, and so even though it was a beitza shnol to be Yontif, yesterday was Yontif, but now it's already Matzah Yontif. I could eat the egg today. Or what will you tell me? That no, maybe today's Yontif, but if today's Yontif, that means yesterday was a weekday. So that means the beitza was nolda during the week. So if you hold Shtei Kedushais, there should be nothing wrong with eating the egg on the second day, which is taka what Rav holds. Rav Asi, who says you're not allowed to eat the egg on the second day, L'chair, the only explanation would be that Rav Asi holds Kedusha Achas. Rav Asi holds it was a Takanas Chazal to keep 2 days. We view it like it's just one long 48-hour day of Yontif. And therefore, even though the Beitzel is only nulled on the first day of Yontif, we view the 2 days of Yontif as being one long day. It, Chazal made it as one, that's how Yontif is in Chutz La'aretz. So now it makes sense that a Beitzel shenulda on the first day of Yontif, it's Asr on the second day. So that's what the Gemara says over here. That Lema Kasavar of Asi Kedusha Achasi. That it seems Rav Asi who holds that the egg is Asr on the second day, that the pshat is that he holds that 2 day yontif in chutz laaretz is kedusha achas. Well, says the Gemara, could that be? V'harav Asi mavdil miyayim atavu l'chavrei. We know that Rav Asi had a practice to make havdalah from first day yontif to second day yontif. So now, if you hold shtei kedushas, so then that practice would make a lot of sense because it's only really a suffik. 1 day is really a weekday, so you make havdalah. At least misafik, maybe he made havdalah from the first day of yontif to the second day of yontif. Fine, that would make sense. Maybe he didn't make a bracha. He said it during davening, but okay, fine, that would make sense at least to make havdalah. But if you're telling me that Rav Asi holds that it's kedusha achas, and that there, that's why a beitza shenol de bezeh is a surah bezeh, because it's kedusha achas, Chazal made it that it's a vade, 2 days of yontif, so then what was Rav Asi doing, making avdala from one day to the next? How do we understand these two practices of Rav Asi together? The same Rav Asi made avdala from first day of yontif to the second day of yontif, he held that a beitza shenol de bezeh is a surah bezeh. That doesn't seem to make any sense. So says the Gemara, the Rav Asi sapuke misafkule. In a Chanami, there's no one shita that could answer up both halachis of Rav Asi, but the answer is that Rav Asi was mesupik. He wasn't sure, is it kedusha achas or is it shtei kedushas? Is it something that the B'nai Chutz La'aretz did on their own, or is it a tekanas chazal? He wasn't sure. And therefore, va'avid achaluchumra. He went luchumra both ends, and he said that we have to be concerned that it's kedusha achas and a beitza shenol de bezeh asur bezeh. And he said we have to be concerned that maybe it's shtei kedushas, and therefore he made avdala from one day of yontif to the next. He went luchumra on both ends. So in a Chanami, we're not going to find one shita that's going to answer up the whole Rav Asi, but pshat in Rav Asi is that he was mesupik, had a view yontif sheni. I'm Reb Zera. Reb Zera says, now going back to this machlaikas about the egg, so we have the egg that was laid on the first day of Yontif. Rav said it's mutter on the second day. Rav Asi said it's asr on the second day. Says Reb Zera that kevaseh de Rav Asi mistavra. It's more logical, like Rav Asi, that the egg is asr on the second day. Now Reb Zera is saying this because Reb Zera has a raya that it's kedusha achas, that the way we view Yom Tov Sheni is that it's a takanas chazal, and that and it's one long day of kedusha. The first day and second day is like one long day of kedusha. And memela beitzah shenol de bezeh is a sura bezeh, like Rav Asi said. What's my raya that it's kedusha achas? My raya is the ha'inna nowadays yadina bikviyah diyarcha. Nowadays we have calendars v'ka'avdina treyayme, and yet still in Chutz La'aretz, B'nai Chutz La'aretz keep 2 days of Yontif. What do you mean? There's no suffix. If it was just a minhag that the B'nai Chutz La'aretz took on upon themselves, that because of the suffix, it was just a practical thing that they took upon themselves, that because of the suffix, they're going to keep a second day of Yontif, so then nowadays, where we don't have the suffix anymore, so say goodbye to Yom Tov Sheni. Why are you still keeping Yom Tov Sheni? If you say it was a takanas chazal made a gzeira, that in Chutz La'aretz there's 2 days of yontif, so then sometimes we find that even when the reason goes away, so the takana remains. So then you could explain, you could say that even nowadays that we know when Rosh Chodesh is, being that chazal at one point there was an actual suffix and chazal made a takana, so then even nowadays that we have calendars, the takana remains, so that would make sense. If you say it's kedusha achas, that it's a takanas chazal, that would make sense that even nowadays days, they keep 2 days of Yontif. But if you're going to tell me that it's shtei kedushas, that it's only a suffix, it's something that the B'nai Chutz La'aretz just did on their own, so then stop doing it now. There's no reason to. It's not a suffix anymore. So that was Reb Zera's raya to Rav Asi. It must be it's kedusha achas, it must be it's a tekanas chazal. Memela, an egg that's laid on the first day of Yontif, is going to be asra on the second day. Amr Abaye, Abaye said that no, kivase de Rav mistavra. I think it's more logical, like Rav, that it's two kedushas, and beitza shenol de bezeh is mutaris bezeh. What's my raya that it's shtei kedushas? Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah that Berishayna originally, So when they were Mekadesh the Levana al Piriya, when Edom would come and they would make Rosh Chodesh based off of the testimony of Edom saying that they saw the new moon, so the way they spread the word after they made it Rosh Chodesh, they had to now spread the word. So the way they spread the word, the Mishnah describes, is that Barishayna Hayu Mesi and Mesuais. They used to carry out these torches. They used to have a whole system of people going to the top of mountains with torches, and starting from Yerushalayim, a person, when they made it Rosh Chodesh, would go up to the mountain with a torch, and then a person on the next mountain would go on his mountain with the torch, and like that, they would spread the word throughout all of even Bavel that in Yerushalayim they made it Rosh Chodesh. And like that, everyone knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. It was a very quick system, quick way to get the word out. However, says the Mishnah, Mishakilklu Akusim, once the Kusim started playing shtick, they had their own personal agenda, reasons to make Rosh Chodesh when they wanted it to be. And so they had a system. They were just, our system was just people going on the tops of mountains with torches. So the Kusim, they decided to go to the tops of the mountains whenever they wanted to. They would go and they would mess around with our Rosh Chodesh. So his skinu, they made it to Kana, Shiushluchan Yaitzin, that we couldn't rely on the torches anymore because we had these Kusim that were going up the mountains at the wrong times. So they made it new Takana. Shiushluchan Yaitzin. Then now they were going to have to rely on messengers. And there was no airplanes. There was no cars. So the messengers didn't necessarily get very far. They only got a 15 days travel away for Pesach and for Sukkot. So a 14-day travel. So they did, this was the new Takana that they had the Shluchan go out. The Ilu Batlu Kusim, so that's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So that's what the Mishnah says, that originally it was the system with the torches, and then everybody knew. However, once the Kusim started messing around with the system, so then they had to rely on Shulchan. And then the word didn't get out very far. So now, says Abaye, that I've arrived from here that it's Shtei Kedushais. Because it's Mashma from the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah tell us about the history? What is this, a history book? The Mishnah is telling us what used to be. Who cares what used to be? Why is the Mishnah telling us what was before the Kusim messed around with our system? It says Abaye, it's Mashma from here, that V'ilu Batlu Kusim, that if the Kusim would go away, and we would have a way to secure our system of spreading out the word with the people going up the mountains with torches or some other system. But if we had a way to avoid the Kusim, so Avdin and Chad Yoima, it's Mashma from the Mishnah, the reason why we're saying what used to be is to say that we could still get back to that point. If the Kusim go away, or if the Chashash of the Kusim goes away, so then we could go back to a system and make one day Yav Yontif in Chutz La'aretz. V'heicha d'matu shluchin, Avdin and Chad Yoima. And even then, when they had the system of the Shluchan, wherever the Shluchan got to, they taka kept one day. The point of Abaye is that what he's saying is that you see from the Mishnah that it's still shaykh to go back. It's still shaykh to go back to one day. So you see, Adarabah, you see, it's not a takana that in Chutz La'aretz they keep 2 days. There's no set takana that in Chutz La'aretz they keep 2 days of Yontif. You see, it was a practical thing. It was a practical thing because of where the Shluchim got to or didn't get to. So it's only because of a suffix that the Bnei Chutz La'aretz on their own had to take on the second day of Yontif. But if we ever could go back to the original way, theoretically, we'd be able to, and then there would only be 1 day of Yontif. So you see, it's not a takana. You see, it's shtekah. It's something that the Bnei Chutz La'aretz did on their own. Well, ask the Gemara now, the Avias Kasha, the Hashta, nowadays, the Adina Bikfiya Diarcha, we avoided the Chashash of the Kusim. Nowadays, we have calendars. So nowadays, even the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, they know exactly when Yontif is. So my time of Dinan Trey Yoime. So according to you, Abaye, according to Rav, according to anybody who said it's Shtei Kedushais, so that's something that just the Bnei Chutz La'aretz took up on their own because of the Safik. So why nowadays are they keeping 2 days of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz? Nowadays there's no reason to be Chodesh. Nowadays they know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. So says the Gemara, so my time of Dinah Trey Yoime, so why are they keeping 2 days nowadays? Says the Gemara, Mishum Deshalchu Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael they sent back to the Bnei Bavel, Hisharu B'minag Aveseichem, that even though your minag only came about because of a suffix,
keep carry on with your minhag. Be careful to continue on this minhag of Yom Tov Sheni. His harub minhag aveseichem bideichem. Keep holding on to this minhag in your hands, because zimnin the gazru hamalchus gzeira va'asi lekalkulei gzeira shmad. Then maybe the government will take away our calendars. Maybe they'll make it that we can't use our calendars anymore, and people are going to forget about the fact that when you don't have a calendar, you have to keep Yom Tov Sheni in chutzlarts because of the suffix. So because there's a chashash that maybe our calendars will go away, and then in Chutzlaretz they're going to forget about keeping Yom Tov Sheni, so the Bnei Eretz Yisrael sent to the Bnei Chutzlaretz, they told them, continue on with your minhag, don't stop, continue keeping 2 days. So until now we thought that the only way to explain why nowadays there would be 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz would be if it was a Takana, and that even though the reason goes away, but the Takana still goes on. Now the Gemara is saying that even if you say it's Shtei Kedushais, even if you say it's just something that the Bnei Chutz La'aretz took on, it's just a minhag, but still nowadays they continue keeping 2 days, because the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, or the leaders in Eretz Yisrael, sent to the Bnei Bavel, even though it's just a minhag, and the reason went away, because of this gzeira, the chashash of a gzeira shmad, continue on with your minhag. So they told all the people who had a minhag to keep 2 days, to continue on keeping 2 days, and like that we can explain anybody who says Shnei Kedushais.